This is Mac DeMarco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, the Chablis.
To Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. We just heard the Rum Kicks from Soul with the song Weariness from Born Rude, which came out in June of this year. And I just learned that they got a CD release on Cortex Records from Kreuzberg, Berlin. Absolutely my favorite, like, honest-to-goodness punk album this year. They made me feel young again, but in a good way this time. So shouts out to them! And then we started that off with the Hometown Heroes, the Princes of Punk Abolitionists from right here in La Rose City, Portland, Oregon. We heard the song Her Name from the A Pernicious Truth LP that came out in June on 1859 Records from right here in PDX. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and I'm so excited to invite my great friend, who I could not have done any of this without, Michael from the North Bay.
That is so cool, hearing you say that, introducing me on your show.
I could not have done any of this without you. Forever, ever, ever, thank you for letting me do this.
You've been incredible. I love your shows.
Well, okay, so for context for everyone, in January, Michael invited me to guest host his show for an episode. Mm-hmm. Just one.
No, it was never for just one.
Oh, come on.
No, seriously, I was really hoping that you'd enjoy it. The way that we talk about music together, you and I knew you'd be good at this, so I always wanted you to have your own show. And then that first episode went really well, and I hoped you'd be down to do another one.
Yeah, we listened to that first one again yesterday, and it was really cool to hear how different we sounded.
Yeah, exactly. I could really hear you get more comfortable over the course of an hour, and by the end of it, I knew you could do this. In one episode, you got comfortable.
Thank you so much. Seriously, I really love doing these. And so one of my favorite things about your shows is that you always had a theme. Mm. So I've had so much fun finding a common thread.
Yeah. Well, that first show, well, the second show that we did, but the first show that we did here at your place when we played Garage Punk.
Garage
Punk. Garage Guy to Garage. And now you do all of them from here.
I think I'm getting better at it. But I keep forgetting to plug my refrigerator.
It's me all the time.
Because you taught me that refrigerators have a low hum that microphones pick up, so you should unplug your refrigerator when you record, which is great advice, but every time now I've forgotten to plug it back in afterwards.
Oh, that feeling of waking up the next morning and smelling all your food going bad.
It's expensive to record a radio show out of your home, you guys. Like, you gotta rebuy groceries after every episode.
Anyway, speaking of, we do have a theme for this episode.
Yes. So this episode will air on Christmas Eve, I think. So a merry, merry to everyone.
Yeah, rats off to you.
both of our favorite holiday is New Year's.
Yep. And this year you got to do your first top 10 list.
I've always wanted to do one. I've been reading Maximum for 23 years.
Yeah, we just did that, Matt.
Yep. My first issue was issue number 209 in October of 2000. I got it at Rasputin Records on Telegraph in Berkeley.
Best record store in the world.
Oh, the basement.
Oh, so much fun. I would bother the basement worker all day asking them every song that they play.
Me too. At one point, they'd just call it out to me every time they'd put a record on because they knew I'd ask.
God bless record stores.
So, anyway, my first issue was in 2000. Peace of Mind from Göttingen, Germany was on the cover. Mm. And every year I looked forward to the I always do that. It's a year-end top 10. So Y-E-E-Y-E-T-T. I always want to pronounce it yeet.
Yeet?
Yeet. Yeah, I always look forward to the year-end lists. They're just so prestigious. So that January when I got, that would have been issue 210, I fell in love with the Yeet list.
23 years ago.
I know. Seventh grade.
And now you've gotten to do one.
We did, yeah. Such an honor. Shout out to Alex for reaching out. Mwah. So yeah, tonight we thought we'd do a little preview of our 2K23 year-end top 10 list. It was so fun getting to do one, and we kind of did them together.
Well, so I just kind of showed you how to format it and everything, but we made our list separately.
And narrowed it down from, like, 30 records.
Yeah, and there were a bunch that I had to bump from my list, so I was secretly hoping that they'd make it to
yours. Okay. So we each narrowed it down to 10 records, and when we met up and showed each other our list, all of our choices were on each other's original, like, long lists before we narrowed them down.
Yep. Everything that I had to bump was on your list.
And everything that I bumped was on yours. I was so glad that you added the Perp Walk 7-inch. That was a hard one to let go of.
Yeah.
But we'll... sneak preview. We'll be listening to it tonight.
It's on the list.
Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. And you're...
Michael from the North Bay.
Okay, so we'll keep it going with the next two songs are from the two records that were on both of our lists.
I was wondering what would make it to both of ours.
Two really good ones.
Yeah.
So we'll keep it going with This is X-Wife with the song Workless Shit.
Yeah!
was Bien Destino with the song Asfixia Social from their self-titled cassette that came out in January on B-Core Disc from Barcelona. And Bien Destino are from Barcelona.
Ferocious.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so that was one from your list, one that I had to bump from mine, so I'm really glad that you nabbed it. Mm. Okay, so before that, we heard one of mine. That was... I'm totally going to butcher this pronunciation.
That was
Corvi Chishi from Prague with the song Tribalos Namakachi from their Snechimed LP that came out in August.
Nailed it.
Thank you. On Stone to Death from Pardubice, Czech Republic. Apologies to the Czechs. I hope I got that out okay. Especially because that whole record is so wonderfully weird.
It sounds exactly like the cover looks.
It so does. I refuse to believe that they're human. They're definitely blue, like... impish deities. Okay, before that, we had two that were on both of our lists.
It might be my album of the year. Well, the album of the year is Scaring the Hose by Danny Robin Peggy. but yes, this one is just so shockingly different and good.
I totally didn't see it coming.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was... Okay, so how did we decide it was pronounced?
So it's either MS Paint, like Microsoft Paint, or Ms. Paint.
Like Ms. Pac-Man.
Post-hardcore, electro-clash, hip-hop, but with a bow on its head.
So, yeah, I think it's probably MS Paint because the music is so vibrant.
In your yeet, you said it was, what was it, like a splatter of neon or something.
Yeah, or something like that.
I really like that imagery.
So MS Paint from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, with the song Information from the Post-American LP that came out in March on Convulse Records from Denver, Colorado.
Good choice for album of the year, honestly.
Really incredible record. They're on tour with Superchunk and Fucked Up right now.
Yeah,
big congratulations to them. Well deserved.
Congratulations, boys. And then before that was the other one that was on that we both got. We started that off with X-White, the song Workless Shit from the This Is Future LP that came out in May on Turbo Discos from Halle, Germany, and then Mangle Records from Berlin, and Spared Flesh Records from Portland, Oregon, and X-White from Germany. I'm not sure where. Maybe Halle or Zalle.
Yeah, great garagey band.
Great garagey year. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over, and I'm so glad that Michael from the North Bay is here with me again. This is so fun. Mm. So let's keep it going with a record that I love. I love this record.
Really,
this is one
impressive.
Of yours.
So this is As Monuments Fall, who are based out of Tijuana, San Diego, and Ontario, California, with the song Deity Complex.